Ford and GM to report earnings this week. Two words, cash burn. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 28th day of July. Thanks for being with us. Nobel Prize winning economist Paul Krugman thinks there's a mania on Wall Street. Free food for coins? Not really. Did the $600 boost in weekly unemployment cause people not to work? We've got an answer. As coronavirus cases mount, restaurant tickets plateau, consumer confidence falls, and people are fleeing the cities. We've got the Wall Street Report and a conversation with a father and son about business. But the business news headlines are first.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, ntpda.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you again to the lovely and multi-talented Hunter Pease. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can reach out to us on Twitter. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Ford will report earnings before the bell tomorrow, and GM reports after the bell. Both, analysts say, may be providing some bad numbers. Why? Well, an unprecedented decline in auto production and deeper concerns about demand for vehicles and other big-ticket items, given the coronavirus-related economic destruction that's going on even yet today. Automakers were already in a bind before COVID-19, and this has shaken them even further. At the end of last year, investors and many in the industry feared that 2020 sales wouldn't be on par with sales in recent years, which, by the way, had been banner times. So far this year, GM shares have declined 28% and shares of Ford have fallen by 25%. That compares with a loss of around 7% for the Dow Jones Industrial Average and break-even for the S&P 500 for the same time period. For GM, investors will keep a keen eye on the second quarter cash burn and the current capital structure. Ford, say analysts, may be in a better position due to their focus on SUVs and pickups. Two words. Yeah, you know them. Stay tuned. Today in an interview with CNBC, Nobel Prize-winning economist Paul Krugman said that he thinks there's a sort of mania going on Wall Street. Here's a quote from the interview. Quote, "When you look at the way that people have piled into the stocks of bankrupt companies like Hertz, there's clearly something of a bit of a mania going on," end quote. So what's he talking about? Well, Krugman says it's the fear of missing out. So investors are piling on and even going all in for companies that are in serious trouble like Hertz, even in light of a continuing recession that has no end in sight. Indeed, the S&P 500, shrugging off the rising number of U.S. coronavirus cases, has benefited from a steady run in technology stocks to gain more than 6% over the past month. But, says Krugman, investors are betting on improved economies in Asia and Europe while the United States is failing. He went on to say the way things stand now, the national debt isn't much of a concern. He says that a big infrastructure program should be a no-brainer for policymakers. Quote, "At this point, with everything else going on, the great danger is that we spend too little, not too much," end quote. Thought you might want to know about that. Meanwhile, Wall Street closed down today. I'll have those numbers in just a bit. You've no doubt heard that there's a shortage of coins that has been brought on by less money flowing through the economy as a result of COVID-19 closures. The state-imposed business closures prompted a slowing in the rate in which physical cash and coinage is exchanged as many folks went to online payment systems. Well, now, two Chick-fil-A restaurants are offering up free food for $10 worth of rolled coins. The restaurants in Huntsville, Alabama and Lynchburg, Virginia, announced the special offer for bringing in $10 in rolled change and set a limit of 10 trade-ins per customer. The Huntsville location specified a free sandwich card, whereas the Lynchburg restaurant, they said multiple options are available. Lynchburg participants will receive a voucher for a free fried or grilled chicken sandwich or 8-count chicken nuggets. But we know what you're thinking. You're probably thinking to yourself, well, wait, the food isn't free. If you have to take in $10 worth of rolled coins, how could that be free? But it is. Both locations will give participants a $10 bill and the card, meaning the food is free as a result of the participating offer. No word if the promotion will take place in other areas of the country. Chick-fil-A did not respond for clarification. You know, there's been much debate regarding the additional $600 a week in unemployment benefits that goes to folks without work. The suggestion by some is that the extra money kept people from going out and finding a job. So, is that accurate? Well, according to a new study from Yale economists, the answer is no. Findings suggest that in the aggregate, the expanded benefits neither encouraged layoffs during the pandemic's onset nor deterred people from returning to work once businesses began to reopen. According to the study, workers facing larger expansions in unemployment insurance benefits have returned to their previous jobs over the same time at similar rates to others. Quote, "We find no evidence that more generous benefits disincentivize work either at the onset of the expansion or as firms look to return to business over time," end quote. The $600 per week unemployment benefits that millions of Americans have been receiving under the CARES Act expire at the end of this month. This comes as members of the Trump administration have been critical of those benefits to unemployed Americans, frequently claiming, without evidence, that they disincentivize people returning to work. But on the contrary, the study didn't find any evidence that recipients of more generous benefits were less likely to return to work. A new round of stimulus is in the works, but the House and Senate seem to be very far apart. As coronavirus cases surge in the United States and many states reshutter indoor dining, restaurant transactions have plateaued. The NPD Group tracks transactions at 75 restaurant chains that represent more than half of total U.S. commercial restaurant traffic. According to its data, the U.S. restaurant industry began reversing transaction declines in April and was inching closer to a return to a year ago transaction levels by mid-June. But then COVID-19 cases began surging again. Some states began reclosing bars and dining rooms, or at least restricting indoor dining capacity, after some outbreaks were traced back to such establishments. Consumers are avoiding restaurants, bars, and coffee shops more now. According to a CoreSight research survey of more than 400 respondents on July 22nd, 62% of respondents said that they were avoiding those establishments, and that was up from 61% just a week earlier. And that story falls into line with this. Consumer confidence fell in July due to a rash of new cases in many U.S. states, and that signals an even rockier economic recovery in the months ahead. The index of consumer confidence fell to 92.6 this month. That was revised from 98.3 in June. Economists polled by MarketWatch had expected a reading of 96. So the expected reading was 96. In June, it was 98. This month, 92. Well, stocks slipped today as American companies reported weaker-than-expected earnings and continued fears about the overall recovery. The Dow dropped 205 points to end the day at 26,379. The S&P 500 lost 0.6, and the NASDAQ fell by 1.3%. Shares of 3M, McDonald's, and Harley-Davidson were among those that declined after their earnings reports. 3M was down by 4.9%, McDonald's was off by 2.8%, and Harley-Davidson fell by 1% after motorcycle sales fell by more than 25% in the last quarter. And finally, there is this. The pandemic has sent city dwellers packing. People from New York to San Francisco are ditching high costs, small apartments, and city crowds in search of more space, nature, and ease. The benefits of big cities, including access to culture, professional opportunities, and meeting a diverse array of people, have sort of withered due to the pandemic, leaving many to wonder, is it really worth it to live in the city? Now, if you were with us just last week, we had a similar report that in the 15 largest cities in America, the average price of a home is $500,000, and that is nearly three times the cost of an average home in the Midwest. Hey, you're just a click away from a family interview with Carlos and Christopher Alvarez. Carlos is a trainer at Taro International, and Christopher is spending the summer there as an intern, exposing himself to the business he's heard about all of his life, but only now learning what it's really all about. That conversation is just a click away.